I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But this is the best we could do. So, roughly, the 25% mile marker here. Just like you used to get your first batch of grades coming home, let's hand out some superlatives.
Let's hand out the superlative for best on offense here at the quarter point.
Easy one for me. It's Deebo Samuel. They think so, too. They give him the ball the most. Leads the team in receptions. Leads the team in receiving yards. Has 7 carries for 46 yards. For the first downs, the touchdowns. Working underneath. Working middle. Even had a down the field kind of a little... Maybe call that a fade. I'm not sure what it was, but it's far enough away where it's, to me, closer to a go ball. Deebo Samuel has been their best player.
I agree with that. I'm going to zig just a hair. I'm going to go with the guy that would be number two on my list, which is Jacory Kroski-Merritt. He's got 2 touchdowns, which from a rushing standpoint leads the way. He's also got 172 rushing yards, which is 65 more than anybody else. He's also caught 3 balls. So if you look at Deebo's touches, it's 29 total. Jacory Kroski-Merritt's actually touched the ball more, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
32 touches for him. His combined yards on the season are 187. Deebo Samuel is sitting at around 250 and change, the only guy with more on the team. But I'll just give Jacory Kroski-Merritt a nod here. 6 yards per carry, been explosive, handled himself well. When he's had the football, good things have happened.
Who is your best on defense?
Didn't do a ton this most recent game, but Dorrance Armstrong still has been their best defensive player. Leads the team with 3 sacks. I know that's not all the end-all be-all, so I'll add the supplemental stuff. Leads the team in tackles for a loss with 5. 19 solo tackles for a defensive end setting the edge, and oftentimes you're not able to make the tackle. Your job is just to funnel traffic in a different way. 4 quarterback hits. All of those things lead the team. Tackles doesn't, but everything else does. He has been their best player through 4 games.
I'll say Javon Kinlaw then. I think he's probably number 2, but just again, to give a different name. Armstrong statistically has been the guy, your NFL leader going into this past weekend in pressures and in pressure percentage. Armstrong's been splendid, but what did Javon Kinlaw get brought in here to do?
What he's doing, yeah.
Blow up the run game. And in at least the 2 wins, he's magnificent. Only 1 or 2 plays where he was noticeable in Atlanta. I don't know that anybody stood out at all at any point in the Green Bay game. So it's kind of batting 500 here. But when they've been good, he's been great. And I do think the idea of him, what they thought he would be when they paid him the money that a lot of us said was head-scratching and we didn't understand, they've been more right than us so far. This guy looks like an impactful defensive tackle.
The award for biggest surprise goes to...
I'm going to say Chris Rodriguez. When I showed up at training camp, I didn't know if Chris Rodriguez was going to make the football team. Wasn't really sure how this was going to go. But Chris Rodriguez has carried the ball 18 times for 98 yards already. He ripped off a 48-yard run this past week. This has all come in the last 2 games post the Eckler injury, so he's not going away. He's going to be getting 6, 8, 9 carries at times this season. He's going to be rushing for 30, 40 yards. Previous regime's guy has kind of hung around the building. Now he's getting opportunities. The guy that I would say my expectations were most exceeded by so far would be Chris Rodriguez.
Another Chris. Chris Paul. I mean, is he going to make the team? You know, he's part of a crunch now because you look, they're moving Brandon Coleman over. We get Allegretti can play multiple spots. You know, Biotish is there. They brought in George Fant. Where does he fit in? How about starting the last couple of weeks and doing a pretty good job? That's a huge surprise to me. Is this his third regime? I can't even remember what regime we're on for him. He's been around, dude. Good for him.
Who's been the biggest disappointment so far this season?
A couple different nominees here for me. There are easy ones for folks, and I'll let you grab one of them. But when I expect you not to perform very well, and you don't, that's not a disappointment. Again, I thought there'd be more from Ben Sinnott. I know he's a blocking tight end, but that's not why we're here. You don't draft a guy in the second round to be a glorified extra lineman. With John Bates out, with no receivers healthy last week, not involved in the passing game at all, other than to occasionally protect, just, you know, plays a fraction of the snaps, usually 15 to 20 on offense, and he's a blocker. And that's disappointing to me for a guy that was drafted that high.
Yeah, there's a lot of options. You could go Marshon Lattimore on defense for sure. They bet big on him. He has had a disappointing start to the year. I think you could go Noah Brown, who played in two games and has been hurt in the other two. But I'll go with another receiver with a similar resume, Terry McLaurin, who has played in three games, had his lowest catch total through three games of his career, and then has since missed a game, and it looks like he's trending toward missing a second consecutive game. After the holdout, after not his fault necessarily, or maybe it is, but I think it was everybody's fault. Nobody's hands were clean. A really distracting month in July and August, one of the few things that kept the team from real harmony coming into the season, it hasn't been overly helpful. I got 17 targets and 10 catches through five football games at the end of this weekend from a guy I'm paying $30 million to. So I get that it's an injury. It's not his fault. I'm not blaming him for getting hurt. But if you're asking me what I wanted, what I needed, what I'm getting, biggest disappointment, I got to look at some of the higher paid guys on the team. And he's right at the top of that list in terms of AAV at this point.
Who's your most improved from last year to this point of this year?
First guy that comes to mind for me is Luke McCaffrey, in that he scored two touchdowns in back-to-back weeks as a wide receiver, something he didn't do at any point last year. Not like he's been a monster or anything. But do you realize he's the number two kick returner in the NFL right now?
Yeah, wow.
Do you know who the number one kick returner is?
Deebo Samuel?
It's his teammate, Deebo Samuel. Clearly, Larry Izzo's doing something right. Maybe it's Tom Izzo who's helping him out, the college basketball coach.
It stands to reason.
Michigan State. Yeah. I'm not really sure if he's scheming it up or if it's Larry, but I'll give Larry the credit until I hear otherwise.
Larry or Tom, yeah.
But number one and number two in kick returns, so McCaffrey has been dynamite in that regard. Back-to-back games with touchdown catches. He's made the most of his opportunities, and he's shown up. So I like the way he is trending there.
A little cheap for me because I've already named this person, but it's Dorrance Armstrong. I mean, he continued his hot run at the end of the season last year, but into the playoffs. He was a five-sack guy all of last year. He's on pace to shatter all of those last year's totals in a couple weeks. He's been sensational, and he kind of carried over that hot play from the postseason. It wasn't just a nice couple of weeks. This is maybe who he is from now on, where he is a difference-making, havoc-wreaking defensive end. He's going to blow past his tackles for loss, career totals, blow past his quarterback hit, career totals, has a chance to supersede all the sack numbers that he's had given the good start that he's been off to. I think he's the answer.
You know who else I would throw into this conversation for most improved, too? This is going to sound weird because he's a former Pro Bowler, is Daron Payne. Payne, for so much of last year,
it makes sense if you know, yeah,
was on a milk carton. And I think he's been very noticeable. His performance has been loud. He has been an obvious positive way more often than not defensively. I think you're just getting a much better brand of football out of him.
And who's been your biggest regression from last year to this year at this point?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This one's not fair. But through a couple games, it's Jaden Daniels. Hasn't been himself, got himself hurt. Whether that's, it's not his fault, obviously, but coming out of the gate, sub 60% completion percentage, not much there in terms of dynamic throwing the football. Yards per attempt are paltry compared to what he's done in the past. Again, that's not going to be the case the rest of the way. He needs a week or two to get his sea legs underneath him. Then he's going to go back to being Superman, but he has not been the guy that we saw last year.
So I'm not going Jaden. Nothing you said is incorrect. It also just feels like something everyone will get upset about.
Yeah, I know.
I won't wade into those waters. You can if you want to. He's also played like 1¾ or whatever it is, healthy football this season. I think there's a very obvious answer here, and it's Mikey Sanristil. I don't know what's going on with Mikey Sanristil. He's obviously playing a different position, but it's his natural position. It's the one they drafted him to play that he's really, really good at, theoretically, in the nickel. But last year, the level he played at, I thought, was fringe star in the secondary. Like, this is a guy on the precipice of making a significant leap to being one of the better young DBs in the entire league. This year, through four games, he's been somewhere between frustrating to watch and a liability. Now, do I think Mikey Sanristil is going to have a bad season all year? Of course not. This is an excellent player. He's an awesome leader. He's one of my favorite guys on the team. If I'm buying my son today a Commanders jersey, I probably am rolling with a Mikey Sanristil, and I'm feeling good about that purchase because of the man he is, the leader he is, the player he is, what he's going to be long-term in this organization. But we're just talking about four games. We're talking about the quarter point of this season, and so far, you look at the numbers, targets against, catches, yards, the plays given up, it just hadn't been as pretty. And so I'll say that he's been the guy that's regressed for me. I don't really know why either. I don't know what's going on. You would think, Danny, when you get back to your natural position, last year was the ask that felt like it was aggressive.
Asking a rookie to do everything?
Hey, bounce out to the boundary. I know you haven't done that a whole lot, but also we don't have anyone on the other side, so make sure occasionally you can help us shut down number one receivers. That was the ask. And he went, no problem, I gotcha. And he put a cape on. This year they go, get back to the spot where we know you're going to be awesome. And through a month, it's been rough.
And he has been. I mean, that pick has kind of masked some of the deficiencies there, to your point. Great play on that one. Hoping for more of those, and maybe, that's just kind of the world we're in. But yeah,
I just chalked that up more to a bad ball than, he did his job. He was sitting in zone. He made a leaping catch. That was a terrible pass by Penix.
London
was wide open behind him on an inbreaker.
Yeah, often picks are, honestly, but yeah. So you took advantage. But yeah, to your point, it's like, well, he's got a pick. Dude, he down in, down out, he's not been himself. I'm long way of agreeing with you. I think it's an epidemic in their secondary. I don't know who, what, where, when, and why. I don't know. Again, I don't know how much is coaching. I don't know how much is thinking these guys are players that they're not. But it looks like everybody's kind of caught the disease, and he seems to have it. If I had a better explanation, I'd give it. But his regression makes no sense to me. Lattimore's does, because I don't think he can play anymore. But Sanristil, I got a pretty good sample last year. I don't know what happened.
I don't like breaking out the red pen and sending home report cards. As a teacher, it's not my favorite thing. No. I like sending that report card home with Luke McCaffrey.
Give me a smiley face.
His dad's going to take him out to dinner. And I remember my brother one year, for getting good grades, got Timberland boots. Everyone was getting Tim's.
Oh, that's amazing.
And that's all he wanted was like Tim's. And my dad's like, if you get B's or better. And my older brothers, were not particularly fond of, how will I say this, applying themselves in
schoolwork. Yeah.
Getting good grades was not one of the things that they did. So that time he did, and he went and got his Timberland boots. So Luke McCaffrey gets Timberlands. That's good.
Nice. He can go eat some chocolate lava cake in his Timmies.
He has earned that right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.